There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need, no matter where you are in life. When you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. But once again, another episode has arrived. Just picture it. The young ones clanging the new podcast bell, shouting, it's here, from the windows. But their shouts echo in the empty fields. The family elders are nowhere to be found. So, it's done then, the boy says, lighting a clove cigarette. What did you do? Says the girl, wheeling on her brother. What did I do? I served some homespun justice to two old fools who'd gotten mean and sloppy. Now, let's see what trouble Arnie and the gang have cooked up for themselves this week. And with that, they sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 6 years ago and some change, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload this podcast chronicling our quest to, you know, not just defeat the Dark Lord, and frankly, to protect me, maybe the most important person in all of Foon, from the Dark Lord, but also to help the political transition in Northeastia as Queen Titania is soon going to step down, and who will be the next ruler? I hope it's Tom Blaine Belleroth. But who am I to say? I am joined, as always, by my co-host. He is surrounded by, if I'm going to be honest, too many animals. Shunt the Talking Badger.
Oh, Arnie, you distracted me. I'm in the middle of playing Snack Jack.
Oh, yeah. Oh, all right.
Ah!
Did I do it right?
Yes.
Okay, good. By the way, listener, we're back at the Rooster's Left Foot, kind of one of my new favorite spots in Northeast, yeah.
Yeah, if nothing else, I love the sounds. Oh, it sounds so good.
Like, obviously, the ambiance here is just natural in what it is, but if it were constructed by a person, good work, person.
Ambiance? You mean ambience?
I don't know. I can't sleep. I'm going to take an Ambien.
Well, if you pass out, I'm going to call an ambulance.
And now, remind me, in Foon, if you call an ambulance, what is that exactly?
It's a lance that walks on its own volition.
It's an ambulatory lance.
An ambulatory lance, exactly.
And it talks like this. Oh, bother, are you okay, good sir? Ooh, let's get you down on the ground with a wet towel on your forehead.
That's it.
That's it.
So it's a sword that wants to put a wet towel on my head?
It's not like a sword. It's like a lance. There's a big difference between a lance and a sword. How long have you been in this world?
I mean, I've been in this world 6 years and a number of months that I can't remember off the top of my head. I got to put a wet towel on my head.
Arnie, look at all the tricks I've taught my animal friends. Seance, roll over. Scoop booby. Jump up. Sweet butt. Do your thing.
Oh, gotta say. And here's the thing.
Scintillating audio.
I gotta say, I'm not sure exactly how to describe what Sweet Butt did, but it was pretty cool.
He's doing his thing.
Doing his thing.
Also, Arnie, I am exhausted. With these three pet animals, my ass menagerie, and with Sylvestra and Sylvestor, whom I'm babysitting.
Oh, that's right.
I call them Sly and Sly. I am exhausted. I feel like this is good practice for when Eggy Baby hatches. Well, first I have to find Eggy Baby. And then when Eggy Baby eventually probably hatches, it's going to be good, you know, practice for me being a father. But boy, oh boy, I don't know how anyone does it.
That's right. Last week you got tricked by those evil skinny dogs into watching their kids for, like, 7 months?
Yeah, pretty brutal.
Is it safe to bring them into a casino?
I don't know. Is it safe to do anything anymore?
Wait, what are they doing?
Kids, stop stabbing each other.
You know what? They'll be okay.
Yeah. Who's kicking your butt then? Who's kicking you right in your butt? Right in
if your they're butt. Having trouble adjusting, perhaps I could give them this stone that makes them think of this their family. Should I give Sylvester this family stone?
Yeah, I mean, you can go for it. I mean, you might want to give it to him on the holidays. I think.
Maybe.
I've never seen a
hard
family
to say.
Stone. I've never seen a family stone before. It looks very cool.
Look, I know giving someone a family stone is a thing. I recognize it as a thing. But do I know much about it? No.
Oh, the Sly's in the family stone.
Yes, I just wanted to know if Sly or Sly would like the family stone.
But you know what? I'm going to say, Trent and I 100% thought
same
of a
page,
different
clearly.
Family stone.
Well done.
Here's a weird thing. I know less about that family stone than Sly in the family stone, but that's where my brain went.
You must have thought I was insane.
I know. Put a towel on your head, bud. You're going crazy.
Nah, I need to cool down. But I have some exciting news. I met a potential guest for the podcast.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yes, right over at the bar. She's a pirate.
Oh.
The only time we had a pirate on the show was that one thief who swore he wasn't a pirate.
Yeah.
We're pretty sure he was a pirate.
He's a pirate.
Oh, yeah, that's a pirate.
Yeah. Yeah, but this pirate wants to be a pirate. Captain!
Sounded a lot like Paul F. Tompkins.
Yes! Yeah, oddly enough, he did. Captain, please, come, join us at the table.
Oh, wow. I saw y'all from across the bar, and I thought to myself, there is no way. Oh, my God. Am I blushing? Oh, my God.
To yourself, are you okay? Did you hurt yourself?
Listen, I'm a pirate. I bounce back. It's like a little baby. You know, when you throw them down the stairs, they bounce right back up. That's me.
Oh.
Yeah,
Is it all babies or just pirate babies?
Wait, your parents sit and throw you down the stairs?
Yes, haven't you ever heard of a bouncing baby boy or girl?
I guess so.
You're looking at me like I'm the crazy one.
He does that. I apologize, Captain, for you don't understand that Arnold here is from
another
world.
Oh, tell me all about it. I'm going to pretend like I don't know.
It's a weird world where instead of magic, we have science. Although progressively
dirty.
Less science, I hear, over the years. Yeah.
What you do with science?
Yeah. I think on my world, science is being replaced with gut feelings. And emotional opinions.
It seems like a thing I would be into, but I'm not.
I'm thinking about transitioning to being a pundit. What do you guys think?
Pundit? Is that like, you know, one of those pirates that get thrown out because they make too many puns?
I've noticed there's a lot of throwing in your backstory.
Listen, that's how you get it tough.
It makes sense. Think about the life of a pirate. You have to pull your boat up to another boat, throw a rope onto the other boat, then throw yourself onto that boat, and then throw people off of the boat.
Exhausting. You can only make out with parrots. People are always walking planks.
I have so much upper body strength, it blows my mind.
Wow, it blows your own mind.
Truly, like, my own... because it's one of those things that is mental, right? Like, the more you think, like, I am strong, it, what do you call them? Machinations? You say to yourself, ooh. I am strong.
Oh,
I am strong.
I love a good machination.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, I use... they call them training personals.
Training personals? Like in a newspaper?
Yeah, you write a little letter and you write it out with your quill and then you send it off with a bird.
Wow, you write a little letter and send it off with a bird. Imagine, Arnie, writing the tiniest R that anyone ever saw. And then a bird takes that little scroll in its mouth and flies away. Beautiful poetry.
Sorry, I've been surrounded by kids and I feel like I'm losing my mind.
Have you tried throwing them down the stairs?
Not a bad idea.
So, and I'm not sure how to address you as a pilot. Is it ma'am? Is it ye
Ace
matey?
Captain.
Captain. Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, Arnie. Sorry. Cap'n.
Cap'n?
Cap'n.
Yeah. Cap'n, how should I address you? What is your name, Cap'n?
I'm Cap'n Lorena Bones, but you can call me Cap'n Bones.
Cap'n Bones. Okay.
Arnie, you can remember it because Cap'n rhymes with make it happen.
It okay. also rhymes with snapping.
Ooh.
Usador, what else? What do you got?
And you can remember Bones because it's the sexiest member of your favorite science fiction television show.
Television? You're right. I love the television. You know what? DeForest Kelly, there's something about him. He aged very well.
Yes, you mentioned that a lot.
Too much, probably. It's almost like that's all I was talking about right before we started recording.
Now, Cap'n Bones, I don't know many pirates, if any. Is it true that you have to-dos?
To-do to die today?
Oh, I don't want to die today. I'm sorry. Sorry, Cap'n. Let me back up.
That's kind of a trigger for me. Sorry. That one's a little bit of a trigger.
Sean, careful. This is a pirate, and I think she just threatened you.
I know. I just wanted to see some to-dos.
To-do to die today?
No. Why? Everyone's turning on me.
Sean, you're getting under everybody's skin.
But you never asked me why I knew who you were. No one ever asked. I know who you are.
You know who we are?
Yes,
what?
Of course I do. Are you kidding? Everyone in Northeastia is talking about you.
Yes, of course. I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical lights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas, known to the elves as Fian Yelluk, known to the dwarves as Zonin and Hook Stengies, and
really
I am known here in the Northeast
as
Gaswanius Maystar, so it bears. Common sense that all here would be a flutter with the presence of such a great wizard in their midst.
Mists.
Mostly because you got birds for feet.
Yes, I put some birds on my feet.
And you know what? I know that because I know one of your former lovers.
Gasp.
Wanius. Oh, Gasp Wanius. Arnie, that's it.
Gasp. Manius. Okay.
Note to self, make a documentary called Wizards in the Mist.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, you know a former lover of mine?
I do. I would dare say they're a close personal friend.
Oh, my. Well, please, bear this acquaintance out into the open so that we may speak of it forthwith.
Absolutely not, because I do not know if you have jilted her yet, because we haven't talked in a fortnight. It's been some time, you know. I don't know if you know this, but Northeastia, you haven't been able to travel as much as you used to.
Yeah, oh yes, with the shattering happening earlier this year, many people were trapped exactly in their part of a small prism, and now things are beginning to open back up and people are getting back to their normal lives, but it's going to take a little while.
A little while. Also, my boat is gone, so we're working on that.
Your boat is gone?
My ship is gone.
And the little boats that were attached to it are also gone?
I mean, they sent me off on one of them, yeah.
No,
who sent you off on one?
My sister.
Gasp.
Are you really shocked? Or are you just saying that because I'm saying it dramatically?
Well, I do like to support our guests by listening to what they say. And if they seem to say something with a lot of excitement, I will be excited for them.
See, we're trying to make emotional decisions. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Is this emotional or is it scientific? Because I say it in a way that your mind put the pattern together. Does that make sense?
Yes. If we want to be more rational about it, we could, I suppose. But then I suppose I would always be talking like this. And that would be a very different cadence for the entire podcast if suddenly Usador was sort of a reasonable and rational person who
I hate this.
Analyze things in a very tactical way and then come
Usador,
to some sort
the
of conclusion.
Analyst? This sucks.
Ugh. I never would have guessed that Usador could get more boring.
How dare you? I have ne'er been boring. Not for a moment since I was born into this world by a conflagration of birds and rain and fire and wind that insisted there must be a champion.
So, Cap'n Bones, it sounds like you're ship out of luck.
Mm-hmm. you know, they say any port, any storm, but they don't mean it.
Oh, really?
You know, Arnie, I feel like you actually care, and I appreciate that. They said you were going to care.
They did?
Yeah.
Finally.
Everybody in the town gossips, you know.
Oh, I love gossip. What's
gossip
the
is
gossip?
So good. What's the gossip? You! The three
Me?
Of you! I mean, look at you! Oh. You're absolute wonders in Northeast, yeah?
Oh my gosh, finally. Look at me, everybody. Usador Chunt, look at me.
Finally, the recognition you so desperately deserve.
Wait, Kevin Bones, do you ride on a goss ship?
Listen, I don't ride on my goss ship anymore, okay?
Mm-hmm. Well, your sister took it, but you're a pirate of a goss ship.
Absolutely, I am. And I'm not ashamed of it either. You know why? Because it brings people together.
Arnie, I don't know if you've heard about goss ships. They're ships that are sort of steered by pirates. And these pirates who ride the goss ships, they go port to port and they steal information and then put it out into the world.
You know why? Because knowledge is power.
Yeah, that's half the battle.
Well, also, you have so much upper body strength.
Oh, yes.
No, it's blowing my mind.
So power is power in your instance.
Listen, it's both. It's mental, it's physical. That's why you have your training personals, you know?
You got jaxed. And Arnie, we should say, everyone should get jaxed. If you haven't gotten jaxed, get your two, you know...
Fear not being jaxed, for this jaxination shall make you stronger.
Yeah, I mean, look, you might need to rest for a day after you get jaxed, but you know what? That always happens when you masturbate.
What?
Huh? Is that just me?
Listen, rest days, they're the most important.
Arm, leg, and breast day.
So who did you first hear about Arnie and Chunt and I from? We've been here trying to protect good Prince Tomblaine.
Yes, Prince Tomblaine, who happens to be a former classmate of mine.
Oh.
We go way back. I know, it's shocking. There's a lot of, you know, interconnections. But mostly I heard it from, you know, Brittle Brains. Have you met the Brittle Brains, Dennis and Duncan?
Oh, yes, sworn enemies of our good friend Benedict Whisperbrew.
I heard one of them is dead. One of them died.
But
the other's alive.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Well, you know, first of all, the eunuch, can't trust him. He says Whisper, he yells things out loud, you know, talks too much. But the Brittle Brains, the live one, they told me that you were all coming through the forest however long ago, and so I've been waiting for your return ever since.
Ooh. Also, thank you for reminding me that the living Brittle Brains pronoun is they, and I gotta remember that. That's very important.
Knowledge is power.
Did we go through a forest?
It was a long time ago. Some of my gossip jumps from episode to episode, if it were.
Well, I mean, we often go through a forest. I mean, just to get from here
true.
To there.
Yeah.
There was a bit of woods that we traveled through to get to Princess Trachea's cave.
Yeah. And we also stopped for rest.
We did stop for rest. We got back all our hit points, and then we just took off again.
And there was an episode where I explained the entire plot of Forrest Gump, but I think we decided not to release that one.
You said it didn't hold up?
Yeah.
I was so confused because you were talking about Forrest Gump, but I knew you meant DeForest Kelly.
Run, DeForest, run! That, you know what? That reference was for nobody.
Now, Captain Bones, I must ask, and now that you find yourself shipless here in the port city of Northeastia, what are your plans for the future? Do you want to obtain your ship once again, or shall you ply some new trade?
I absolutely want my ship back. Hold on, I'm going to take a quick swig.
Wow.
Listen, you don't get this upper body strength by not hydrating, you know?
Wow.
I understand.
That's the good stuff. Jug that says XXX.
Yeah.
It is.
Top shelf.
Am I going to know how to pay for it? No, but we're going to cross that bridge when we get to it.
This one's on me.
Oh, Usador!
Oh, yes, my treat. Happy to, as a guest, of course. We'll cover your drinks for the evening.
Oh. Now I feel dumb because I'm drinking from a jug that says PG-13.
Arnie, that doesn't have alcohol in it. And if it does, I guess it has one alcohol.
But in a non-sexual, one non-sexual alcohol.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Captain Bones, I have to know, who is this former lover of Usidor? I mean, Usidor is quite the Lothario. Well, is it Melissa Cattywampus?
No.
Is it Caroline DeBoeuf?
No.
Is it Tracy Tatatata?
No.
Oh, I'd love to hear more about Tracy Tatatata.
Is it Genlevia the Red?
No. Why would you even bring them up?
Is it Sigourney Weaver?
He wishes.
Yeah.
But which Sigourney Weaver? Like
Sigourney the Basket Weaver?
Mm-hmm. That one?
No, I was thinking of celebrated Earth actress Sigourney Weaver. I'm sure none of you would have heard of her, but
not
I feel like
all.
She'd be more than a match for Usidor the Blue.
What?
Yeah, I don't know her. That name is aliens to me.
Wait, you mean to tell me that there's some actress upon your world who you believe could go toe-to-toe with a fully powered wizard?
Oh, yeah.
I doubt it, unless she contained the power of Zool.
What do you mean by the power
this of again? I haven't heard about this in like 30-some years.
I know. 3 years ago, off mic, Usidor would not shut up about the power of Zool.
I never knew anybody else talked about Zool. When I was a little pirate, when my parents would throw me down the stairs, they'd tell me stories about Zool. Can you tell me a story about Zool, Usidor?
Well, of course. Zool will come into your abode, and he will possess your body.
Oh, no.
And
no.
Then,
wait, I don't want to hear this. I don't think I want to hear this story.
Keep going.
And then you'll float several feet above your bed until your friend plays the piano for a little bit and you turn into a dog.
It's just like I'm a child again. I gotta take another drink.
Wow, first she took a swig, now she's taking a drink. What's next, a gulp?
Oh, now she's eating the mug.
Wow, she's very powerful.
I'm so strong.
Another drink for our friend.
Captain Lorena Bones, can I ask you, you mentioned that your sister stole your ship.
What? She did.
What? Is there some rift between you and your sister?
She took off with our little brother. The two of them turned on me. You know why? Because I'm the middle child. And middle children, do we get any respect? Are any of you middle children? Would you know?
I'm a firstborn, so, you know, I'm kind of important. He might say I'm the most important person in my family.
I mean, am I an only child, or are all the wizards sort of my brothers and sisters? Ooh, that would cause lots of problems. No, only child.
What about you, Chant?
Yeah, only child myself. But I'm trying to be empathetic and put myself in your position, and I have to assume that to be in the middle, you would feel claustrophobic. You'd feel squeezed in by your other siblings on either side of you, pressing inward.
Actually, it's a little bit of the opposite. It's like I am invisible.
Huh.
Life is unfair.
Teaches me to be empathetic.
Life is the worst. You're not going to finish the song with me. I'm sorry.
I said everything I knew.
you were great at what you...
Chunt, do you know the song?
Oh, do I know any songs?
Do you know that song? Not any songs.
Do I know any songs?
Oh, no. I like the other question. Chunt, do you know any songs?
Boy, I feel like I do, but then when I think of one, I can't think of one.
Any? Not any?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a song?
Sort of.
Maybe. Close.
More of a jingle.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, yeah, I don't...
Catchphrase of sorts.
Yeah, catchphrase, probably.
Then I guess I don't know any songs, but I would love to learn a pirate sea shanty.
Oh.
So would I.
Then we're in agreement.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. We should do that later.
Yeah.
We'll find some time. Probably during, you know, if there's some sort of intermission.
Yeah, we'll carve out some time. Well, let's take an intermission now.
Yeah, do it right now.
I'll learn a sea shanty, and then when we come back, Arnie will sing it.
Okay.
Perfect.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
And we're back. During the break, Chunt sang a beautiful sea shanty and started to cry.
Thank you.
And then said, and I agreed with him, he said that he wanted to sing it instead of me because it was so important to him. Mm-hmm. So let's give him this moment.
Let me make sure I remember a song. Well, I got me a boat on the high seas, got a mangy old dog that's full of fleas. My dog isn't gonna have scurvy, he's buxom, nice and curvy. Hey, sexy dog, hey, sexy dog, sexy dog, hey, sexy dog, sexy dog, hey, sexy dog, what you doing?
Chunt.
Yeah.
Chunt, what the fuck are you doing?
That's a sea shanty. That
is not the sea shanty you sang during the break. You're making me look like a fucking asshole.
You're making yourself look like a fucking asshole.
All right, fine. You sang a beautiful sea shanty during the break.
Stop fighting.
I don't want to cry again.
Don't make me use my giant trapezius muscles on you, too.
Oh.
Yes.
She knows the names of her muscles.
Yes, you both look like assholes, all right?
Both look like assholes.
You're mocking the beautiful casino that we're in here.
Conflagration of birds and stones and wind.
Oh, so someone has turned his acid tongue towards Usador. I beg of thee to change thine mind, Chunt, lest I transform you.
Shit, you can transform yourself.
Dumbass.
Unless I lock you into your current form as a Batman. No,
he's pretty much always that.
What do I do?
Unless I set thee aflame.
I'll be good. That just seems mean.
But have you add charbroil badger? It's actually not that bad.
I didn't want to say.
This badger's on fire. Is that a song?
Absolutely, yeah.
I didn't want to say anything before, but I have had charbroiled badger before.
It's delicious. You really put it on a little bit of a baguette. You know,
it's
when you take a bag of gets from the audience.
So you have the audience write down all their gets.
Yeah.
Put them all in the bag.
And then you put a little badger
on top of it.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's good.
It's a lot of work.
Ernie, have you had a chance to go see Baggett and Costello?
Who?
One of the best duos in town.
What?
Third base.
Ooh, oh. Usador, saucy. Still thinking about that sexy dog? Third base.
I didn't want to say anything before, but I am thinking about that sexy dog.
Look, before we get back to this interview with Cap'n Bones, before we forget, I want to update some of our bets while we're in the casino. We have some bets down on who the next region of Northeastie is going to be, and we're sitting close to the odds board. Like, do we want to update any of these bets? It looks like some of the odds have changed.
I have decided to double down on Wonder Tinkle the Goat Lady.
It looks like Sir Scootin, the odds have gotten much worse. It says Sir Scootin is now dead as hell.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
But, John, look, the odds on you have gone up somewhat.
Ooh, I like them odds.
Yeah, it looks like Sammy Fancy Pants is catching up with you, too.
Uh-oh.
So what's the story with Sammy Fancy Pants again?
Well, he was not born into royalty, as many of the people on the board are. He, as a commoner, was born to a milliner, and decided that he did not wish to spend his life crushing wheat and flour and creating those sorts of products for bakers to use. Instead, rather, I shall save my money and buy the fanciest pants in all of Foon. And then he traveled all over Foon, showing people his amazing pants, to the point that the queen and king decided to grant him his own lordship. That's how good the pants were.
I think I've seen him. He's the guy with the really fancy pants, but no shirt.
That's right. That's the guy. You got him.
Who needs a shirt when you got fancy pants?
That's true. It just distracts from how fancy those pants are.
Mm-hmm.
But does he get service?
Oh, he will not wear shirts. He will not wear shoes. And he needs no service. For all shall grant him whatever boon they will. Lest he stay out of establishments that do require such accoutrements.
But he does wear a mask.
Good for him.
That's good.
It's good. Even if he's been jaxed, you know, it's important to keep.
It's for others. It's for others.
Yeah, it's a reminder. It's safety. And also, you know, at this point, I feel naked without it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look, I'm sorry. I'm jaxed. I masturbated yesterday, so I have to wear this mask.
Now,
why are
Bones,
you playing with us today? Shouldn't you be resting?
I mean, I should be resting every day, frankly.
Honestly, in this time, shocked anybody's doing anything other than resting, to be honest.
Exactly. I'd get nothing done.
So, Captain Bones, tell me about your siblings that ran off with your gossip.
Yeah.
My gossip. My dear, sweet gossip. Okay, first of all, we were meant to split it three ways, but you can't split a ship,
that's
right?
That's tough, yeah.
You can't. So
you can, but it will sink.
Yeah.
Yes, and we want it in working condition. And my sister, she thinks that she's better than all of us, right? Because she's out there getting jaxed. You know, she gives out the jax. And my parents always said, oh, why aren't you more like your sister? She's out there getting jacks. And I said, because I want to keep all my gossip that's made of pyrite. And it was useless. And so now my sister, now that she has all this money from giving out the jacks.
Huh.
She says.
She's not really giving it out under those circumstances.
I mean, she's being paid very well.
Tipped? She's getting tipped.
Extremely well. And that's I'm good. Very happy for the work that she has done. But now she's gone off of my ship because she's told my brother, who is, he's just out of grammar school, you know. He's just a little one. He's not that little.
He went to grandma school? Arnie, grandma school in Foon is, you learn to like, be sweet and like hand out hard candies, and you read a lot of like murder mysteries, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget, it's a lot of yarn work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, so much yarn work, and a lot of you're getting so skinny work.
I have to imagine not enough young boys are studying to be grandmas.
No, and that's why, you know, we figured my sister and I could take care of most things. He's a lot younger than we are. And so, you know, like, he gets to be sensitive. You know, he's a Pisces.
A Pisces?
Yeah, Pisces. You know, sometimes when you bake a pie and someone says, hey, that pie is so sweet, he's a Pisces.
Oh.
That makes sense, and it dovetails nicely with the grandma school. Mm. Arnie,
is daddy grandma?
Is daddy grandma?
Is daddy Pisces?
No, look, daddy's not grandma. Daddy's pizza.
Is daddy pizza?
Daddy's pizza.
Yeah.
I'm just going to erase it. Daddy is pizza.
Now,
I've eaten so much pizza. I'm like 90% pizza.
Arnie, do you know about the great-grandma migration?
The great-grandma migration? No.
Yes. Oh, yes. Foon is very short of grandmothers for some...
Let alone great-grandmothers.
Yeah, even worse. About 40 years ago, a portal opened up, and many of the grandmothers of Foon were drawn to the portal, and they went away. Obviously, since then, other people have continued to have children and grandchildren, so we're getting back up there. But for some reason, the portal only drew in grandmas. So that's why they started grammar schools.
And you know what? Some of the gossip that I heard is that they went to Southeastia.
Oh.
Because there's a lot of sun there. And you know what happens when a grandma is in the sun?
What?
She gets enough vitamin D to be happy.
Oh, that's good.
Aww.
Let me go on like a grandma in the sun.
Is that a song? So the gossip, to my understanding, the gossip sails the TMCs, right? And that's where you put all your gossip? All the gossips right on the TMCs?
Okay, when I was on the ship, we weren't on the TMCs because our gossip was true. Our gossip was honest, and our gossip was legitimate. But my siblings, now they're on the TMCs because my sister went, and now she doesn't want her, you know, jacked up money. She wants the TMCs money, which I think is just, it's despicable.
Sensational.
Well, I have to say, I mean, even if it's honest, even if it's real, I mean, your pirate gossips are right up in their face. Like, I feel like the gossips just wait outside a port for anyone, and then you just, like, swarm them. Like, it's kind of annoying. Like, you're kind of terrible.
Chunt.
What?
Who hurt you?
Ooh, great question. I've never asked that before.
I never asked that. I mean, if I'm being honest, I'm realizing I'm pretty upset that my parents never threw me down the stairs.
I mean, that's a good place to start.
It just sucks that, you know, to know that I was never thrown down the stairs.
It's never too late.
Oh, all right. All right. Okay, sorry. Hang on a second. Chunt, come on. Come on. I've got
stairs?
You. Yeah, we're going to the stairs. Come on. Come on.
Oh, boy.
That should make him happy.
If we never see him again, just know you sort of murdered Chunt.
Wow, that was so fun. You know, in my head, I thought I was going to hit every stair, but you sort of threw me so hard I hit the opposite wall and slid down. So cool.
Thank you, Daddy Magic.
Oh, you're welcome.
Captain Lorena Bones, can I ask, what are the names of your brother and sister?
Okay. It's a sore subject because they got the cool names and I did not.
Oh.
My sister's name is Bagger.
Bag of Bones.
Bagger.
And my brother is named Glisten.
Glisten Bones.
And I got Lorena. Yeah. Like some sort of flower. Boring.
Oh, wait, Bag of Bones. Is that the pirate that married Duke Vance?
Why would you bring up...
Maybe that's just a legend. Listen, maybe that's just a legend.
It's not. It's not a legend, and I'll tell you why. Because my sister chose him over all of the other proper mates. You know why? Because he's...
It's okay. Take your time. It's the legend of Bag of Vance is a lot to work through. I think we all agree.
His profession is swinging a stick.
Right.
Yeah.
And no one should get that much credit for walking into some greenery and swinging a stick.
Yeah. He's a shrub murderer.
And most of his days are rest days.
Look, I'm very sorry to bring it up. And honestly, my whole life, I never thought for a second I would bring up the legend of Bag of Vance, but I did. And I'm sorry, it's a sore subject.
It's not a legend anymore. Now you know it's true.
It's not a legend, but I heard it is a song. Did you want to sing the song, Arnie?
Oh, but Chunt said he would sing it.
Oh, sorry, Chunt.
Hey, Bag of Vance, what's with your baggy pants? You being so catty, you looking so flabby. Hey, Bag of Vance, what's your sexy dog's name? Got that sexy dog. Who's that sexy dog? Look at him over there. Who's a sexy dog?
Chuck, what the fuck are you doing? You're embarrassing me.
You're embarrassing yourself.
Fuck you.
Also, while you're babysitting Sylvester and Sylvester, maybe less singing about sexy dogs.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, part of it is we're in a casino. People, they lose their filter. We've been drinking. What rating is yours, Chan? What rating is your alcohol that you've been having?
It's a hard R.
Ooh, be careful talking about hard R's. You are a specific color of badger, and I wouldn't want you to be stepping
in. No. not like that. No, but you said it,
and I want you to be aware.
No, it's just booze that makes me want to have frontal nudity.
Well, Arnie had a PG-13, and mine's a PEN-15, so I don't know what that means at all.
Oh, you gotta turn it to the side. It's penis. They just gave you penis juice.
Oh, it's great, though.
Yeah, it tastes good.
So, Captain Bones, I gotta know. You've heard about us through all the gossip and gossip, and you know something about Usador's ex-lover. Can you give us any further details? Even just a hint, a teensy-weensy hint?
You want a hint?
Well, I want a hint.
Usador, from what I've heard, she is your greatest love, yeah?
Oh, no.
Is it himself?
No.
So it's not a metaphor, just to be clear.
It's not a metaphor. Listen, okay. we're being emotional, but we're not that emotional. We haven't had that much self-growth yet. Listen, we're still working with our machinations. I am strong. I am lovable. I am loved.
If it's my greatest love and it's not Genlevia, then it must be...
Gladys the Angry Penguin?
It's gotta be Gladys the Angry Penguin.
Is it Gladys
right?
the Angry Penguin?
That's not what I was going to say. I was going to say.
Look, as far as I could tell, everyone knows that your
where
true
would she
love,
rank? Top 10?
Your true love that you never talk about is Gladys the Angry Penguin.
Oh.
Just as sure as your true brother is Kraptor.
No, I am not related to Kraptor. That is absolutely not canon.
That's not why I heard.
No, yeah, you heard wrong.
Usador, sorry, real quick. Don't say not canon around a pirate.
He's triggering.
sorry. It must be Gurm Crust.
Oh.
I didn't say it. You said it. I didn't say it.
She who I was destined to fall in love with in an alternate timeline and watch her arms ripped off at least twice, maybe?
Isn't that always the way?
Oh, I wonder whatever became of her.
I would have to imagine she's somewhere having her arms ripped off. I mean, that seems to be what happens. Sorry, I'm laughing about it. It's really quite sad. When was the last time you saw Gurm, Cap'n Bones?
Me? In the before times.
The before times.
But I miss her desperately. We are very good chums. We used to see each other every week. Used to play games and share gossip and empower each other with machinations, but we don't have that anymore.
Can I say, and maybe I don't mean to pry, but Cap'n Bones, I noticed you have a necklace with a little locket, and I just happened to notice that it's slightly open, and it's none of my business, but is that a painting of Gurm in that locket?
It is. On the other side, it's our other friends, Worm, Squirm, and Nerm. We all used to play together, but now we've been forced apart.
Worm, Squirm, and Nerm. Oh, I always heard about them. They seem so nice.
So those are all friends. Like, they're not related in any way. Is it a coincidence that their names all rhyme?
No.
Of course.
You still, you think it's a coincidence? What are you saying? That?
Oh, no, I'm saying it's not a coincidence. It's impossible for that to not have been a coincidence. If you want an example of a coincidence... The coincidence would be that I'm also wearing a locket, and inside there's a picture of Kraptor, who I'm definitely not related to.
What?
And not Gurm? I bet she'll be upset to hear that.
If we're all being honest, I'm also wearing a locket. I just kind of nestled it into my fur here, and if we open it up, what we see is two halves of the sexiest dog you've ever seen.
All right, Arnie, what's in your locket?
Capital One. Well, Captain Lorena Bones, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Wait, was I on a podcast this whole time?
I'm so sorry. I should have told you. We've been recording this whole time.
Well,
and I believe it's broadcast in real time, so you can't take it back.
It's too late now. We must live with our mistakes, yeah?
You did share a lot of gossip. I don't know.
I did. My Listen, it's been so long since I've been on a gossip. And sometimes when you're around other people that actually want to listen to you for once, it just, it all spills out, you know? You get, what is it called? Vomit mouth.
Oh, yes. Classic condition of vomit mouth. I have one last question for you, Captain, though. When you catch up with your sister, what are you going to do?
When I catch up with my sister, what am I going to do?
Will you fight her in a duel? Will you throw her off a ship?
No, you know, words are more. I think I'll remind her that she never got thrown down the stairs. Hopefully it'll wound her enough in her heart that, you know, she'll give me my ship back to go, you know, deal with her own issues.
Oh, good plan.
Like, why? Thank you so much. And also another reason why her husband and her, you know, it's a thing.
Duke Vance.
Arnie, do you have an email?
You know what? I do have an email, which is good because I was just going to talk about Duke Vance. I do have an email here. Just a reminder to listeners, you can always email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address.
And you can email me at chunt@gmail.com. That's chunt with six T's.
Yeah, and to both email addresses, please feel free to just email, is this a real email address? And that's it. That's the whole email, because we can never get enough of those.
But let's please slow down on the number of cat anuses that people are sending me.
And you can always go to usadorrocks.com, where you can't interact with me at all.
I feel like this is the one place where Usador has clearly made better choices than we have. Anyway, I have an email, and it says, I write to you as I plant soybeans on the great open lands of Illinois. It is currently 1 a.m., and the only reason I can still stay awake is because of you fine gentlemen plus guest. That includes you, Captain Bones.
Is that me? Wow, I've never seen a soybean before.
You know what? I don't know that I have either. I've seen, like, the end product of a soybean. Maybe ask your listeners what they do while listening to your podcast. You may be surprised about the impact you have on all of us. Thanks, Josh.
Listeners, what are you doing right now?
Hey, listeners, what are you doing right now?
You planting a soybean? Stop. We don't eat anymore.
Go to bed. It's 1 a.m.
Stop planting soybeans.
You said our giant, also Cap'n Bones, if you had to speculate, what are some of the things listeners do while listening to the podcast?
The toilet.
Yeah, they do the toilet.
Operate?
I suspect they draw arcane symbols all around them, and then light candles and begin to chant and begin to focus their minds and their energy, and then they defecate in the middle of the circle.
That's a toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a mystical toilet.
Usador, come up with your own answer.
Sorry.
You know, if I had to guess, I feel like a fair number of our listeners while listening to the podcast, they're driving around in the spring weather. It's beautiful outside, but they're keeping their windows up because they don't know what annoying bullshit we're going to say on this podcast. They do not want that sound to go out the windows of their car.
Oh, I was thinking that they were afraid of getting the pollen inside. Isn't it pollen time in Illinois? I don't know. Sometimes on the gossip we talk about, you know, weather.
That's gotta be a slow gossip week.
Talking about the weather, I think you went to grandma school. Arnie, can you read the first line of that email again?
I write to you as I plant soybeans on the great open lands of Illinois.
Arnie, are you sure they're not saying irate to you? Maybe they're mad.
Oh, they might be. Maybe it's our fault that they're up at 1 a.m. planting soybeans.
Arnie, open your mouth and smile. Do like a weird open mouth smile. Soy face. That's the face you make when you eat soybeans.
I have to believe if you are at a crossing walk on your world of Earth, as I understand it from my brief time there in the 1980s, and your windows were rolled down, and the sound that came out was a grown man's voice singing about sexy dogs, someone would get in trouble.
Not if you were sipping on gin and juice.
Well,
look, listener, if you are currently driving around, not on the highway, through a relatively populated area, listening to our words, roll those windows down. For the next minute, it's going to be safe and good. We're not going to say anything weird. Trust us, roll those windows down. For the rest of the episode, turn the volume up.
soy. Bum, bum, bum. You'll be a sexy dog. Sexy dog, sexy dog.
John, God damn it.
What?
You're fucking embarrassing
I sing
me.
About what I know.
In front of the listeners.
I sing about I what I know.
Some person's going to drive by and hear that. Hey, person in the other car, I want to make sweet love to you.
Pedestrians, I have soiled myself. Good one.
A political opinion that I believe in, but I worry I'm driving through an area where people don't agree with me. That one's not so great. Maybe we'll edit it before that one.
I've often wondered about the perfect activity to match the energy and quality level of this audio production, and planting soybeans comes damn close. You've been interring legumes while listening to Hello from the Magic Tavern. Let's just say one of these activities can be considered productive. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Captain Lorena Bones was played by special guest Anna Silva. Follow her at The Anna Silva Show on Instagram and at The Anna Silva on Twitter. Russian hackers took The Anna Silva Show account on Twitter. Not cool, Russia. Between this and Chernobyl, I'm really starting to have second thoughts about you. Anna will be in the Chicago Just for Laughs auditions on May 27th at The Laugh Factory. The evil skinny dog kids, Sylvestra and Sylvestor, were played by Mujan Zulfagari and Seth Lind from the podcast Mission to Zix. It was just for a second, but they were there. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Special assistance provided by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Today's episode brought to you by the Soybean Council of America. Soybeans, the healthy treat that will spice up any meal. Boil or roast them for a side dish. Hide them in the center of mashed potatoes to remind your family that you're capable of anything. Or scatter a bag of them on the floor to distract an approaching vampire. Soybeans, when the lights are off, they'll be whatever you want them to be.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 65th National Finals of Distinguished Young Women.
Every year, one girl from every state leaves her family, her whole life behind, for 2 weeks, and spends each day training, practicing, preparing. Because to win this competition, she needs to wow a panel of judges with her academic record, her athletic ability, her speaking skills, and a show-stopping talent.
I met her and I was like, she's gonna win.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
When I sing that song about being a black woman in America, there's gonna be backlash about that.
Oh, I'm just so happy, so happy.
I don't wanna see them, I don't wanna talk to them.
And then we stayed with them for the next year, unpacking just what happened those 2 weeks in Mobile. I'm Shimoliai, and from Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow the competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to the competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.